Hello there, and welcome to the SLP Now podcast, where we share practical therapy tips and ideas for busy speech-language pathologists. Grab your favorite beverage and sit back as we dive into this week's episode. This week, we are diving into a science experiment unit. So this is part of a six-week series where I've been sharing month-long therapy units for different age ranges. And the previous units were using picture books and articles, and they were much more literacy-based. But like I said, this week is a science experiment, so it's a little bit different. And this unit is ideal for students who are maybe a little bit resistant to using a text and you need another high quality contextualized activity. I think this is a really great break for students, and it's still an amazing way to target any of their goals. And I think it's also a really amazing context for students who are working on social language or like collaborating with peers or more problem solving, those types of goals. This is a really nice hands-on context to target those goals. And it mimics what they would be doing in the classroom as well in a different way than an article would. So this type of unit is really nice for those types of students and groups. And if you are having trouble deciding which of these units are ideal for your caseload, check out the show notes at slpnow.com/187. Again, that's slpnow.com/187. That'll be a link to the show notes, that which will include all of the resources that I mentioned today, but you'll also find a link to a 2-minute quiz, which you'll enter a few quick details about your caseload, and then we'll generate a therapy plan for you based on the details that you share with us. And so that'll give you a really great starting point, and then you can listen back to these episodes for some extra tips for the units that you want to use with your caseload. So now, without further ado, let's dive into the actual unit. So this science experiment is called Making a Rainbow, and it's broken into 4 weeks of activities. So just like the other units, it's meant to cover a month of therapy. And just a little bit of context, if you're not familiar with the therapy plans inside SLP Now. So for our science experiment units, I recorded myself completing a number of different experiments, and all of the experiments are using really simple, inexpensive materials. So they are easy to implement. They're all experiments that I've done in my speech room or in classrooms. So they are absolutely easily implementable, if that's a word, and the materials should be easy to grab. But I also recorded a video of the experiments. So you could, instead of gathering all of the supplies, you also have the option to use the video that we've created and complete the activities in conjunction with the video instead of the hands-on experiment. So both options are completely doable. So it is what it is. And then just a quick overview of what the unit looks like. In week one, it's really focused on planning and preparing. And then in week two is when, whether or not you have the supplies to do the experiment, I encourage them watching the video. There are some really great opportunities for language and problem solving within that. And then they can actually do the experiment. And then in week three, there are some activities around reflection and troubleshooting. And then in week four, there's a more overall discussion of the experiment. And for all of these weeks, we have activity pages that will guide you through the unit in like guiding the planning phase. And this is all very language rich. So like I said at the beginning, this is great for facilitating collaboration between peers and problem solving. But all of these activities are also language rich, so we can still target them for or use these activities to target goals like syntax and vocabulary and whatever goals we might be writing at this age range. So yeah, there's different resources, again, and activity pages that you can use to walk through that experiment. And I don't think it'd be helpful to read out the questions necessarily, but you are welcome to check out this therapy plan. It's totally free to check it out. So if you're already an SLP Now member, just go to the therapy plans tab and type in rainbow, and then it'll show you the experiment. And then if you aren't a member yet, head to slpnow.com/unit. All you do is enter your name and email and a quick password. We won't ask for your credit card or anything like that. But then that'll give you access to the free trial where you can browse all of our therapy plans. You can also check out the science experiment unit for making a rainbow and kind of scroll through the different activities and resources there. But that is an overview of how I would use a science experiment with my students. Let me know if you have any questions. I'd love to see you on Instagram. If you want to send me a DM, let me know how this unit went, or if you have any questions or ideas, I'd love to hear from you. And yeah, that's a wrap on this week. And I hope you love the science experiment.
Thanks for listening to the SLP Now podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share with your SLP friends. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to get the latest episodes sent directly to you. See you next time.